Raider head coach Jack Del Rio here on 95.7 The Game, and obviously you're going through a mini camp right now. Tell me a little bit about it. What are the goals that you're having, and how pleased are you with some of the things you're seeing?
Yeah, we just finished up, so it was a 3-day camp, and it's mandatory. Of course, we had a voluntary off season that just finished with this mandatory camp, but we had complete participation the whole time. So our guys are very committed. Very into it. We've got a lot of good work in. You're talking about, establishing how we do things with some of the younger players, making sure they really understand how, what the Raider way looks like. And I think veterans step forward and help that process. And I was really pleased with that. And, we've increased our team speed a great deal. And we saw evidence of that, not only in the physical speed that guys have on the field, but in the mental quickness to make decisions and the play speed. So I was pleased with that. And we're rounded into shape. We're getting healthier, and we anticipate going into training camp at full strength. So all in all, a very productive spring.
Jack, we're hearing that Amari Cooper is faster, is stronger, is making catches everywhere against anyone who is trying to defend him. Tell me about the sophomore season you're expecting from him.
Well, he's obviously a year in a system, and he's had the off season to kind of strengthen and condition and do those things, and then the timing with Derek Carr. I mean, Amari Cooper and Derek Carr, that combination, that should be good for a number of years.
A lot of people were, I think, scratching their heads about Connor Cook being selected in your draft this year when you already have your quarterback of the future and the presence right there. But I know it takes more than one quarterback to count on a decent season these days. How has Connor looked early on in silver and black?
Yeah, Connor's been solid. I think, for us, and Reggie and I talked about this, you're addressing a position that is – really the most important position you can have on the team and make sure it's strong. And to get an opportunity to bring in a guy, before you need the guy, we have an opportunity to now develop and let him, he's behind Derek, he's behind Matt McGloin, and we just get to bring him along and develop him. And so it's a great thing to have strength at that position. And I think we saw an opportunity to do just that and took advantage of it.
Raider head coach Jack Del Rio on 95.7 The Game. Sean Smith, Reggie Nelson, Bruce Irvin, rookie first rounder, and Carl Joseph. How excited about this new look defense are you?
Jihad Ward, the second rounder. Shalik Calhoun, the third rounder. Corey James, the fifth rounder. Yeah, no, it's a good group of young players that we've added, along with a couple of seasoned veterans. And so we like the way the unit is working. I think Kenny Norton has done a great job in the defensive staff at working the guys and instructing the guys and drilling the fundamentals we're looking for. And, guys like Bruce Irvin and Sean Smith really stepping up in a leadership capacity. It's been a really productive time for us.
How much more of a football heartbeat does your team have this year walking into the season than last year? It was an issue of, do the Raiders have the talent? That was a legit question a couple years ago. It doesn't seem to be a question that anybody's asking anymore.
Well, I think we've been very purposeful. Reggie and I have worked hard at making sure we're making the roster as competitive as possible. And, we both share a common vision and very unified in our approach. And I think we've been successful in increasing the talent base. And I think not just increasing the talent base, but, the character and the strength and the commitment level and the kind of young men that we have in the building. It's a good group of young men that are really, really, dedicated, really committed to helping us become one of the better football teams again.
You're talking about the young contributors in your rookie class, DeAndre Washington out of Texas Tech. How might this guy be a complement to Latavius Murray out of your backfield this year?
Yeah, he's a guy that we think he's got the ability to really do some things if we can get him in space. He's fast, he's quick. He's not overly big. He's about 210, 212 pounds. So he's not a bowling ball or anything, but we think he's got some juice. We think he's got a chance to really help us you know, move the chains. And he thinks, you know, I mean, he's really excited about running the ball any way we can get it to him. So, we think he's got a chance to really help us there.
Hands out of the backfield. I'm guessing if you're a running back at Texas Tech, you better be able to catch the ball.
Yeah. He's got good hands, and, you know, we're working him at returner as well. And giving him a chance. So he'll earn his way, but we think that there's potential there.
Coach, what can you tell me about Mario Edwards Jr., whose rookie year was cut short with a serious neck injury last year?
Yeah, Mario joined us this week out on the practice field, and you know, he's eager and hungry to build on what he started with last year, where he really started to come on late in the year and prior to that setback. And he's back working with the team, and yeah, we're fired up to have Mario going.
Are you excited that Von Miller says he's not going to play for a franchise tag, and are you personally hoping he sits out a year?
they'll work out their differences. I don't put too much stock in off-season talk. I think, you know, for us, it's about the work we're putting in, and we're really focused on us and concentrating on us and being as good as we can be. And you know, as the opponents come up, we'll size him up for where they are and what the challenges are. And obviously he's a great player. So, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if he decided to sit out.
another linebacker I'd like to ask you about is Alden Smith. What, if anything, can he do to be a part of whatever is happening before he's allowed to come back? Or is he just out of sight, out of mind until he's reinstated?
Yeah, we're limited. We're forbidden by the NFL rules to have any contact. So, you know, we are
no
hopeful
contact that, even. Jeez,
we're hopeful that he's doing the things he can do to get his life together, to make sure that he gets his ducks in a row, and that the league will allow him to join us. And I think the earliest date is November. And in the meantime, we're going to focus on the guys that are here and work our butts off.
I'm not surprised that he can't come and participate at the facility, but no contact. That just doesn't seem to be productive.
Well, I would like to see it be done a different way, but you know, we follow the rules. You know, we understand what they are, and we comply. Certainly, I think there are you know, potential opportunities to help a young man and to help keep him on track and to offer support. But we're not allowed to do that. So we're really, you know, just hopeful.